Why are estate and letting agents so different from each other? Talk to me.
We could talk about this one for the entire day, Chris, right? Okay. I think the first thing to say is we need to recognize they are different, because I think there are so many agencies that do both that try to treat it like it's one business, and it absolutely isn't, right? You know, if I come at it and look at it from an external perspective, lettings is very, very different to sales. You know, one's about a long-term relationship.
Definitely.
One is about like rapid turnover, yes. Get stuff on the books, get stuff off the books, right? It's a completely different model. And the personality types that thrive in one environment are completely different to the other as well.
And then you've got the boss in the middle.
Yeah.
Trying to keep both going.
Well, yeah. And even that is a different personality type, right? So my podcast, Your Best Year Starts Here, I do it with my friend Nigel Risner, okay? And Nigel wrote this awesome book called It's a Zoo Around Here. And he basically says that everyone falls into one of four primary personality types, okay? They're all based around zoo animals. So you've got the lion, which is very assertive, very kind of dominant, is very often the boss, okay? They're in that kind of senior role.
Okay, so they're quite outgoing.
Yeah, quick to make decisions. So if you're looking at like a DISC profile, they'd be high D.
High Ds.
Right, so they
so they're systems orientated, think macro, not micro. Love to be in control of the situation.
Absolutely, their way or the highway, yep. All that kind
biggest
of stuff.
Biggest fear is they hate, because they love being in control, they fear being taken advantage of by others.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You've then got monkeys, which are high I, if you're looking at a DISC.
Okay, so that'd be your valuers and your listers and possibly your negs. So they're very people, outward-going.
Outward-going, all that kind
everyone
of stuff.
Everyone wants everyone to love them. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah, looking for external validation,
yeah.
Short attention spans, want to have fun all the time.
Don't like listening, always waiting to talk. They hate because they want everyone to love them. They fear rejection, don't they?
Fear rejection, but also very often kind of hate process and stuff like that. Because it's like
awful.
It's
yeah, you wouldn't let them anywhere near your lettings, would you?
Okay. Then you've got your elephants, who are very process, methodical, blah, blah, blah. You know, that kind of approach. You know, give me a system and a structure and let me work through it.
So is that on the DISC style, is that a C type or is that an S type? I've got to work out. Or is it?
So let me tell you what the dolphin is, and then you maybe figure it out from there. The dolphin is the, I love you, and I want to take care of you. So the dolphin's like the mother in the business.
Okay, that's the S type in DISC, yes.
Exactly,
yes.
Right? Which makes the elephant kind of the C.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not an exact mapping.
No, but it's pretty close.
It's along those kind of lines, right? If you look at a typical estate agency or letting agency business, and you look at the different roles within it,
yes.
You can immediately go, okay, well, that role fits that kind of animal. That role fits that kind
so
of animal.
So we can kind of agree that most valuers and negs are monkeys.
Yep.
Most bosses are lions.
Yep.
Most the property managers are elephants. There aren't that many dolphins.
No. But most offices have got one.
Go on.
And they'll be the person that everybody goes to when they've got problems. And they'll be the peacekeeper in the office,
yes.
Right? And almost every office has got one of those, but they're not necessarily in any specific role. They're more like an office manager type thing very often, you know?
Okay, go on.
But here's the other interesting thing for me with that whole model, which goes back to Nigel's viewpoint on this. You say most bosses are lions.
They should be. Well, the most successful ones are.
The most successful ones are zookeepers.
Wow, go on.
Because if you actually want to be the leader of the organisation and run the organisation, you need to understand everybody's personality type and how to communicate with each of them, not just yours. So you've got to identify what you are, but also then identify what everybody else is, and how do you actually feed them the right food? How do you actually give them what they need to bring the best out of them?
You're so bang on. Didn't think of it that way.
Because most of us go, what am I? Okay, yes. How do I build something around what I am? As opposed to, how do I do the right thing to make sure I'm giving everybody else what they need?
Does it matter what type of personality type, or in your case, what Nigel says, animal, you are?
No, but interestingly, we did a podcast episode on this quite recently, talking about what kind of animal makes the best leader. And generally speaking, it's normally either a lion or a monkey. It can be, it's not always, but it's very often a lion or a monkey, because the lion is the, you know, the very determined, very decisive kind of
character. So they get things done.
The monkey's very charismatic, and if they build the right team around them, they can still make stuff get done. So, you know, the big thing is identifying what you are, but also then what you need to complement you to fill in your blind spots.
Because many estate agents who set up by themselves originally started as valuers, so they would be the I type in DISC, or in your case, the monkey.
Yep.
Are you, and again, I see people who are migrating more towards the lion or the D type.
Yep.
And it's interesting that those that go across to the D type or the lion type tend to be a lot more successful than the ones who... But you're saying an I type or a monkey who's very charismatic can still run a great business.
Absolutely.
As long as they're aware of what their inadequacies are and what their strengths are, and plugging the gaps.
Absolutely. You know, I think anyone in any business... Self-awareness is one of the most important things.
Yes.
And self-awareness lets you actually be aware of your blind spots and know how to fill them in, how to bring the right people in, the right support in, the right systems in, all that kind of stuff.
So what would you say to a valuer who's thinking of setting up their own business, who's quite obviously a monkey, and again, or an I type in DISC? What's the best thing that they can do to plug the gap? What's their biggest weakness? It's going to be systems, isn't it?
Probably, yeah. So, you know, how can you bring processes and procedures and systems and things in place?
But they won't want to do them.
They won't want to do them. They won't want to follow them. But if they're going to build out a team that makes stuff replicable and consistent, they're going to need to. So it's interesting. I mean, if you look at this profile, I'm quite happy to share mine, right? I'm 99I, 99D, and then I'm really low on S&C. Okay, so, but I'm, you know, I am a very outgoing, very decisive person.
Yes.
If I was to put myself into Nigel's world... I actually view myself slightly differently. I don't really see myself as the fierce lion. It's not really who I am, albeit I can be very decisive. What I would view myself more as, if I was going to like blend two animals, I'm a monkey fun.
A monkey?
A monkey fun.
Okay? What the hell's one of those?
Because I'm predominantly a monkey, but I've had to train myself to be a little bit elephant, because otherwise I get nothing done. So I have, like, you know, project management tools and things I use just to manage me. Because otherwise I get nothing done. I have processes and things.
Well, this is exactly what valuers should be doing.
Exactly.
It?
I have like routines and rituals and things that I put in place for me that I used to set my day up to block my week out. So, yeah, I've got stuff where I've forced myself to have structure, even though I don't like structure.
But what? Okay, you said about awareness. What about accountability?
Well, the same thing goes with that. And I mean, again, if I talk about me as an example... because people can copy this, right? And I'm a big believer, again, if you're going to like coach and mentor people, which, as you know, I do a lot of, you should only really coach and mentor people based on things you do yourself, right? So I actually have kind of two groups of people that I'm accountable to right now. One of which I was actually on a call with until quite late last night, because all of the rest of the group are in the US, which is challenging because time zone differences and stuff like that. But I've got a project I'm working on at the moment that if I miss my deadlines, every time I miss my deadline, I have to donate to President Trump, and they know I don't want to do that. And so we kind of make rules between us of what it's going to cost you if you don't do what you said you're going to. Absolutely, yeah. And so it's not just accountability in terms of this is what I say I'm going to do. It's like, okay, well, here's the ramifications of not doing it.
Do you think we as human beings lack that accountability? Especially when you're running your own business.
I think it can be hard to find when you run your own business, because you can't really go to your employees.
No, because they're beholden to
hold you accountable. Okay. Because they should be accountable to you. Not, I mean, there's aspects of things you can go to them and go, look, make sure I get this done kind of thing.
Okay.
But there's a limit to that.
I mean, you're going to turn around and say, well, get a coach, but let's assume someone can't afford a coach.
I'm not necessarily going to say that, actually.
Okay, go on.
It's interesting. I mean, you know, I get a lot of people asking me my views on things like the personal development industry and stuff like that, and I always caveat by saying, look, I'm in it, right? So any response I give to you, you know, be aware of the fact I offer services around this and stuff, and yes, people could come and work with me, but you might not need to. You know, what if you could find three or four other people in a similar business to you that you don't compete with, where you can jump on a Zoom call or a Skype call together once a week or once a fortnight, and you just lay down what you're going to do by the next time you speak?
It's interesting because Arla Property Mark have got some people together, some agents in non-competing towns together, And they're making people accountable to each other.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. You know, it doesn't necessarily need money, does it?
It doesn't. Thank you.